Tonight, a Tennessee grandmother demanding justice after spending months in jail, wrongfully arrested, she says, after an AI tool falsely linked her to bank fraud. 50-year-old Angela Lips says she was babysitting in Elizabethton, Tennessee last July when armed federal agents showed up and arrested her. More than 1,000 miles away, the Fargo and West Fargo police departments have been investigating a string of bank fraud incidents where they say a suspect was using a fake military ID to withdraw thousands of dollars. An AI software known as Clearview AI was used to help crack the case, or so they thought. West Fargo investigators said the technology identified a potential suspect with similar features to Angela Lips.
They, through their AI system, made that identification of Ms. Lips. They forwarded that information to our detectives, who then assumed wrongly that they had also sent in the surveillance photos with that photo ID.
Lips, who says she's never been to North Dakota, was arrested for the crime, spending months in jail before an attorney was able to use bank records to prove she was in Tennessee the whole time.
They charged her and issued a nationwide warrant based on extremely limited evidence that didn't connect her to the crime and didn't address basic questions. They dragged her to North Dakota. They weren't able to connect the stolen money to Angela in any way.
Ultimately, the charges against Lips were dismissed.
How rare is something like this?
Unfortunately, it's not rare at all. For many places, it's a wild west. And in the absence of strong rules and guardrails, you see mistakes like this because there simply isn't a proper set of procedures for how you're supposed to handle these new technologies.
Clearview AI says its technology generates leads. It does not make identifications, draw conclusions, or recommend arrests.